This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on a Tuesday morning. Want to thank our sponsors, Walty Custom Exteriors. Walty works for you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Hardesty Landscaping. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Milner Healthcare. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith. Along with WILO's Melissa Miller. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right today. Skywatch weather forecast is some sunshine to start the day, which we are seeing some of that right now. Making way for partly cloudy skies, a high 68. Warmer and cloudy tonight, a low 50. And mostly cloudy, warmer tomorrow. Chance of rain showers, a high 72. And a high 78 on Thursday. WLFI was saying 80 on Thursday, Melissa, so we'll be very close to that.
Yeah, we'll see what's going to happen with that. It's warmed up like 15 degrees since this morning.
I heard Ken say that, yeah.
So, yeah.
So what are we sitting at now? Near 50, probably.
We are sitting at 51, I believe.
Okay, yeah, because he had 39 written down here when he first came in.
Yeah, we're sitting at about 51 right now.
That's
so
cold.
It's jumped quite a bit.
Well, it has, but it was chilly about 45 minutes ago when I came in. It was chilly. I had my jacket on, and the heater never did warm up by the time I got here to work.
So just didn't have enough coffee.
Yeah, no. I got that. I'm working on that now. Friday, partly cloudy with a chance of showers, and there's the big 80, maybe a daytime high of 80 degrees on Friday. 51 now from your official weather station, WILO, but I'm seeing a lot of rain in here later this week.
The percentages aren't overly high yet, but you get that warm, you can about guarantee we're going to have some rain to go with it.
Well, I've been listening to AgriTalk the last week or so, and they just keep talking about even if it dried out right now, the farmers still can't get out there. You know, they need a couple days to
honestly, for as much rain as we've gotten, there's some fields. My kids have got the technology that can tell you about when stuff's going to dry out and all that kind of stuff, and GPS and everything on their fields. And they're saying June 1st.
Oh, my gosh,
For some of it, it's that wet.
Wow. So. I totally believe it. Even if it quit raining now and we had 4 or 5 days, it would take 4 or 5 days to get in. Well, at least, right?
You're probably too young to remember this because there is just enough of an age difference between us, and don't you go anywhere with that. But we used to not get in the field until after Mother's Day. I mean, you didn't start until after Mother's Day. That was your frost point. That was usually the marker.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't get in until then, and then you hoped for dry weather and prayed that you'd get done by Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. But, if you didn't, you may have gone into it like the first week of June. But we didn't even start. And now, these guys are sweating bullets because they didn't start at the 1st of March.
Yeah, so they've got a little time. But I think I remember in southern Indiana, we were a week or two behind you guys because we would always be in late April.
Yeah, you guys were always wetter.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
So
it all works together. So today we'll see some sunshine and a high 68, so it should be a pretty nice day. And tomorrow's looking pretty good, too, with just a 20% chance of rain. We've got WILO News Director Ken Hartman going to, commissioner's meeting this morning. And then after that, he's going to stop to the Send Silence Packing exhibit that they've got. It's a display. It is open to everybody today from 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. It's out at the Clinton County Fairgrounds. It raises mental health awareness, inspires action for suicide prevention, and connects viewers to mental health resources and jump-starting action, hopefully. Now, from the way I understand, this display is thousands of backpacks that have personal stories of mental health.
Yes. Yes, and we are the only stop in the Midwest.
I heard Cindy say that on the news.
Yeah, we are the only stop in the Midwest for this. So get out there. You know, take advantage of going out there and learning, educate yourself.
I'm sure it's pretty powerful to see all of that. Now, this exhibit's been on display for 10 years and traveling all around the United States. And so, as Melissa said, just one stop in the Midwest, and that's Frankfort today. So the Healthy Community staff will be on hand as well, along with Active Mind staff and community volunteers, trained health professionals as well. So everything will be at 1701 South Jackson Street in Frankfort at the Clinton County Fairgrounds. Venue and exhibit have the capability to handle large groups as well. So if you want to grab a couple buddies and go over and check that out, I'm sure it's pretty powerful to find out about that. A lot of backpacks with stories in them. And that is tough. You know, it's tough being a kid in this day and age, you know?
It's a lot tougher now than what it was when I was a kid.
I think so, too.
You know, I see the difference between myself, my kids, and now my grandson and what he's going through in school. So, yeah, it's huge, a huge difference.
Well, Ken brought me in a street update here on avoiding the intersection of Elm and Wyandotte and Mulberry. It'll be closed most of the day due to some stormwater work. So in Mulberry, Elm, and Wyandotte, avoid that area if at all possible. Coming up here in about 5 minutes, we're going to take caller four for This Little Piggy Stays Home at This Old Farm. It's this Saturday. We've got two tickets, which is a $120 value, $60 a piece. They're going to have lawn games and a four-course local meal. We'll be talking about that in a moment. But first, coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, we'll have a representative of the Frankfort Community Public Library. I think they've been on our regular party line schedule for the last couple months now, and they showed up every time but one. So.
Well, and they've got so many programs going on out there that, you know, it amazes me that they have that much time to be able to schedule that much stuff. But
They've got that many employees,
They've got a lot of people. Yeah, there's a lot of people out there doing double duty and triple duty, and there's a lot going on out there. So it's definitely a good listen.
And they try to have something fun every, at least a couple times a month for the entire family and stuff, so you can, you know, it's not alienating anyone.
Right,
so.
Yeah, they've got special projects going on as well, but like you said, it's a very family-oriented library, and that's great. For everybody.
Yeah, so we'll have them coming up here at 9 o'clock and talking about that. And tomorrow, Spaceport Indiana President and CEO Brian Tanner right here in the studio. Frankfort Police Chief Troy Bacon on Thursday. And Tony Summer was supposed to come sit down with me Friday morning, but Ken heard from him yesterday, and I think he has some court things he's got to take care of. So we certainly understand that. Ken is working on a replacement for Friday. And then Monday, Tammy Danner and Karen Garza from the Learning Network of Clinton County. So a lot going on there. They're getting out and about as well. And not to be forgotten, this Thursday, 2 days from now, I'll have a live remote broadcast between 5 and 7 right here on WILO. Now, it's at the First Thursday Thunder in downtown Frankfort. They're going to have a car show and, of course, going to introduce the farmer's market there. And I think they're going to have a live band. My remote will be between 5 and 7, and they'll be there between 5:30 and 8. So it doesn't get dark till like 9 or 9:15 now. So,
exactly.
Plenty of time to head out there. And again, that's Thursday evening in downtown Frankfort. So we'll blow off the party line replay, and between 5 and 7, be doing a live remote there. Todd Berryman taking care of us as well. And we were going to do this, Melissa, this Saturday, the Family Fishing Derby with Fun, the Frankfort Unified Neighborhoods, but our kids didn't have any fishing equipment, but one of Shell's older kids did, and he was going to bring the equipment, and we was going to get some bait and stuff and go over to the lagoons, because it's right down the road from us, but I don't think he's going to be able to make it, so I don't think we can get fishing equipment and stuff in a moment's notice.
We need to talk after this is over with.
Oh, okay. So. I know Shell was good. She's off today. She was going to go to try to find a couple for the kids around town or something. So.
Yeah, there's quite a bit out there.
Okay. So shoot me a text if I don't get a chance to talk to you.
But it is cool. I have not been able because of scheduling and things going on. I've not been able to be out there the last couple of years, but I worked with the Optimist Club on this program from the beginning.
Oh, okay.
And it is a fantastic deal. You go out there, you have a good time with the kids. They don't have to have a license to do this. It's all just for the kids.
And yeah.
Get them out there and get them acquainted with the idea of fishing.
Well, it sounded awful fun, so I'm hoping we can make it. It's 9 to noon this Saturday, and it is a free event, all ages welcome. Just bring your own stuff. As Melissa mentioned, a free DNR fishing day, so no licenses required. They'll have a toddler activity area. All youth must be accompanied by an adult, and they will give awards for the biggest fish and then free lunch immediately following. I know Larry will probably come up with some hot dogs or something.
Yeah, nope, it's a lot of fun out there.
And the lagoons is pretty cool. We just moved to Frankfort about not quite a year ago, and that was one of the first things I discovered was the lagoons.
Yeah, we go out there regularly. We take our grandson out there. Larry and I like to go out there. We'll go out there just ourselves.
Walk around.
And walk around, or we'll fish, you know. I like the turtle watch.
Yeah, there's a lot of turtles out there.
There are a lot of turtles out there, so you got to be careful because they do kind of like the bait, too.
Yeah,
so,
I bet,
And they don't like to give it up.
No. I'll take your word on that.
Yeah, there are some turtles out there, too.
They're always out there sunning on the logs, aren't they?
Yeah.
Kids always think that's cool.
It's a lot of fun. Go out there, watch the geese. Right now, everybody, the ducks and the geese, they've all got babies, so it's quite the little family affair out there with the feathered friends, too, as well. And even the turtles. You'll see itty-bitty turtles starting to sun themselves, too.
The little babies. Yeah, it's pretty cool to go out to the lagoons. At first, I thought it was kind of there wasn't much to it, right?
When I first they've improved it continuously over the years. And I think, now there's three picnic areas now.
I think so.
I think that's right. I know two for sure, but I think there's actually a third one out there, too. And honestly, it's a great place to take the family. It's very clean.
It's so well
taken care of that, it's really a cool place to go.
It is. So if you get a chance, go out there Saturday morning, the Family Fishing Derby at the Frankfort Lagoons. On Saturday, I think things start around 9 o'clock or so. So just they'll get it into 3 hours. And since we live so close, Melissa, we were going to have all the kids over to cook out at our house afterwards. So I think we're going to do that maybe Saturday.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. Okay, so if you would like to go this Saturday to This Little Piggy Stays Home at This Old Farm, that's in Colfax, you could join them and celebrating local farm and artisan partners. Now they're going to have a 4-course local meal with a complimentary drink ticket, and that'll start at 5 o'clock, but activities start at 2 o'clock rather, in the afternoon. And if you're caller 4 right now at 659-3338, we've got a pair of tickets we'd like to give you, as long as you can stop here at our Frankfort studios and pick them up before Friday at 5 p.m. So caller 4 right now at 659-3338 or 800-447-4463. We'll get a pair of tickets for This Little Piggy Stays Home at This Old Farm coming up this Saturday. Now, we've been talking about it for a couple weeks. And Mike Downey, one of our account executives, asked me if we could do something a little special here on Party Line for them, because this is a pretty good deal. All the proceeds benefit Hoosiers Feeding the Hungry. Are you familiar with This Old Farm?
Yes, very much so. In fact, I've actually had some of our 4-H animals have been processed out there.
Really? Okay, I heard they do that, too.
Yeah, they do. They do. They do processing, and they even have USDA inspection. Which is fantastic.
They're one of the few.
Yeah. Now, every facility that processes is inspected, but not a lot of them offer actual USDA inspection for your meat, so that if you want to retail it, you can.
Oh, okay. So it's that quality.
It's that quality. So you can actually have your meat USDA'd, and they actually sell. The products that they sell in-house are all locally raised.
Okay, yeah, so, very good.
And they have a little bit of everything. I've even seen ostrich meat in there before. So,
I'd like to try that at least once.
Yeah, they have a little bit of everything out there.
So they're going to start at 2 o'clock with old-fashioned lawn games with a cash bar and live music with local beer and wine. Then they'll keep it local and stay home. Adam, Lucas, and Travis will be playing some music out there and a four-course local meal. This includes a complimentary drink ticket. And again, $60 for adult tickets each. We've got a pair right now. I think they're getting the winner in there. And so if you need more information or you want to buy tickets, 765-324-2161. That's 324-2161. And I've heard, I think they, Russ Casper will go out there and get some stuff before he goes and visits his son. He takes some quality stuff all the way to Atlanta.
Yeah.
So he was telling me about that a couple
years
ago.
Yeah, well, and it's all, like I said, homegrown.
Yeah. Well, that was that's what I asked Mike about with their local meal. What all can they get this early? You know, and he said some of it's locally grown, but it might be a little further south where they've had a couple good months. You know,
it
he said you may get some
is.
Radishes.
Yeah, because, well, we actually have some growers around here that do what they call cold cropping, and they actually have mini greenhouses.
They're little tiny.
I mean, it's a raised bed plot, and then it has small hoops over the top of it, and that's how it keeps the heat in, and they actually cold crop all winter long.
Huh.
So, yeah, we have some local producers that do that, so it's, and they sell quite a bit of it.
Gosh. You have fresh tomatoes all year long or whatever?
Well,
there are certain
crops that you can do. Yeah, okay. Not necessarily tomatoes. You pretty much have to have a greenhouse. And they
full bore.
Yeah, and they don't quite have the flavor that the sun gives them. But
I bought some tomato plants and pepper plants Sunday, so I need to get those in the ground real soon.
I got mine in the ground. I haven't gone out to see whether or not they got a little toasted last night because it got cold.
I know,
And it being the ground being so wet. So we'll see what they look like in a couple of days.
Yeah, I almost put them in the ground Sunday night, but I thought, I'll wait and try to do it midweek maybe. But
I just decided, heck with it. I was going to, if it came down to it, I was going to mud it in. But I took advantage of the couple of dry days that we had last week and was able to get to almost all of it in. I've still got a little bit to put in the ground.
Well, I'm just doing maybe five or six plants this year. I'm not trying to go with a full-fledged garden.
Well, between my daughter and I, we'll have 18 tomato plants. And then my son put out two rows of potatoes, and he starts out with four rows of beans, and then we'll gradually, we each plant different stuff because we have different soil types.
There you go.
She lives up in Howard County and has clay. A lot of clay, not a whole lot of loam or good, black dirt or anything in her garden. And even though we keep trying to improve it, she said a lot of clay. I've got a lot of sandy loam, and my son has good black dirt that all you got to do is throw it out there and walk away.
Yeah,
the good black dirt is the good stuff, isn't it? Yeah, so, yep.
Well, the other part of this is we've seen a lot of critters out there. We've seen possum and coons and deer, and they all love to eat your stuff sometimes, you know. So instead of just putting it in the hole and just walking away, I bought a little fencing, like some poultry netting. I'm going to try to
put it around it.
Yeah.
Keep the rabbits out.
Yeah, so that's the only reason I didn't put it in on Sunday, because I knew I wouldn't take the time to protect it.
Right.
And I'd get mad if I went out there.
A lot of times, you can plant marigolds around the garden, and that will help, too. They don't like the smell
very
well. But we have varmints out there. I've seen all of them, but worst one I have is groundhogs.
Okay.
I have a groundhog who likes my internet cable. And we spent, actually, we didn't spend, but the poor guys from our cable company spent almost 3 hours yesterday running all new line.
Oh, wow.
We put it all in conduit.
Okay,
because our little fat, furry friend that I have another name for that I can't say, chewed through the cable.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so we were without internet all weekend long.
Wow. How did they figure out it was that?
We went underneath and pulled the cable and found it. So, I was not real happy.
Boy, if you catch him.
Let's just say his life expectancy is short. Or I'm hoping it's going to be short.
Well, he could always do that again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, that's the reason why we put it in conduit time. Last time it wasn't. So
be more of a challenge.
Yeah, exactly. But, The live trap, I think, is going to come out.
All right. Well,
we will try relocation. But my brother, I've seen my brother do relocation on a possum, and the sucker beat him back to the house.
Yeah, it sometimes works out that way, doesn't it?
At least it seems like it.
All right, well, we've got about 8 minutes left in the first portion of the program here. If you'd like to talk to Melissa and myself, you can call us at 659-3338. I saw former VP Joe Biden says the upcoming presidential election is bigger than politics. They say this every 4 years, though. This is the one. This is the one that is the decision for the country. They say that every 4 years.
Yeah.
Campaigning in New Hampshire yesterday, Biden said President Trump is dividing the country. He argued that the U.S. cannot move forward without consensus and unity. Biden said too many people are being left behind in the current economy, and also slammed the Republican tax cut bill, saying it primarily benefits the wealthy. Biden has emerged as the front runner in a number of early polls of Democratic presidential contenders. New Hampshire is the first primary state in the U.S. Do you think Biden has the staying power?
Right.
I was really surprised
right
that he
now,
jumped
yeah.
out.
Right now we do. I'm not.
I don't know.
Because the only reason why I say that, and if you go back and you look at his record before he was vice president, because mm-hmm. vice president, you know, he's kind of locked in on what his duties were and everything else. But back when he was, in Congress, he was one of those very similar to John McCain, a more of a bipartisan.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's part of the reason why he is a front runner is mm-hmm. because he didn't have any problem crossing the aisle and working with the Republican side. And I think that that's what the country is looking for. I think they're looking for somebody that's going to work all the way around together.
Yeah.
And granted, we got to have a Congress that's willing to do that, too. So, I mean, it's either way we look at it, it's not going to matter so much. It's going to matter to an extent who's in the main seat,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to depend on who is sitting in Congress,
whether
or not
if
it's going to do any
to work
good.
With them.
Yeah.
And I'm not real optimistic about that. Congress.
I'm not either.
I guess I'm just a little surprised that, Biden is, I think, 77 years old, and I really thought that Bernie would have the, would be the front runner on this. And I keep hearing a lot of Democrats I know who like Pete Buttigieg.
Yes.
And
yes.
every time I watch him a little more, too.
Yeah. They like his...
level-headed.
Exactly. Yeah. And the way he looks at things and the things that need to be addressed.
So my dad's a liberal Democrat, and I went down to visit him and mom Sunday. And I asked him who he liked, and he's a Mayor Pete fan for right now. So.
Yeah. I honestly, what I would like to see, if Biden is going to stay the front runner... And I know everybody wants to see a woman on the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I do if that's the right person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried so much about gender, and I know that's not politically correct because I'm a woman.
Right.
But to me,
you want the right person.
I want the right people there. And if Biden, I like Biden. I like the fact that he is one who has no problems crossing the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Mayor Pete.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, if Mayor Pete's not the front runner,
I was really surprised he wasn't.
I don't think he's strong enough to take down Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the two of them together
is
a possibility.
Maybe a VP or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Because there you're looking at two people who have no problem crossing the aisle, and the level-headedness that Mayor Pete's showing right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's picking up steam.
Yeah, he is.
Continuously picking up steam. So we'll see what happens. But
it'll be another fun election.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be probably be a dirty election, too,
It's already turning into that already, mm-hmm. which to me doesn't say much for our leader in the White House.
No.
I'm sorry.
Let it go.
Yeah.
But, that's kind of what he's known for is Trump, picking out somebody and getting him a nickname,
I still think it's hilarious that Mayor Pete was young enough that he didn't know who Alfred D. Newman was.
Yeah.
And he handled that very well. He said it must be a generation thing. So, he was very gracious about it. So
Alfred E. Newman, I saw that over the weekend.
I thought, come on. Let's be an adult.
Well, a high school student in New York asked a girl to prom using a Times Square billboard, Melissa.
Yeah.
How much did that cost?
It didn't cost him a daggone thing because his dad's friends with the company CEO.
Oh, okay.
So,
I didn't read ahead.
You know, and I honestly, that stuff is getting so out of hand.
Yeah.
What's the big deal? Just go ask him.
Right.
You don't have to do this over-the-top stuff.
Well, Kyle Gelber went over the top of Horace Greeley High School in Chappaqua and used the T-Mobile billboard in Manhattan to ask his girlfriend Phoebe Sparr to prom on Sunday. Gelber pulled off the impressive promposal because his dad is friends with the company CEO who allowed him to use the billboard. Is that even legal? There's probably some kind of antitrust.
There's got to be something there. I don't know.
Well, needless to say, the over-the-top show of affection worked, and Sparr agreed to attend the prom with Gelber, probably because his dad's friends with the company CEO.
Yeah, that's right? What I was going to say. Now, come on. That's too much. That's ridiculous.
A 96-year-old Pennsylvania woman can now call herself a high school graduate. Ethel Safo received her diploma from Monson High School this weekend. During a family celebration for Mother's Day, Safo dropped out of school in 1941 to take care of her siblings after her mother went to work when her father was drafted into the Army. So she's finally getting her high school diploma.
Well, and this is not the only story this week on similar to this. There was a 91-year-old who got his diploma. He actually went into the service while he was in high school. He was drafted, so he didn't get a chance to walk across, and he went across with his great-grandson.
Wow.
They both graduated at the same time from the same high school, received their diplomas, I should say, at the same time. And he was 91, and then we had another lady not too long ago, 99 years old, who actually was awarded her college degree. Because during the war, she actually was a member of the all-women's regiment. Negro women's regiment. And she was in service, did not get a chance to get her diploma. She had her degree, did not get a chance to get her diploma. And then when she came back, she went straight into teaching.
Mm.
And so she finally got to walk across and receive her degree at 99.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and they actually, I saw the video of her actually going across stage and receiving her diploma. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, very nice.
So, but yeah, a lot of that, we'd forget that our World War II generation gave up a lot.
They sure
sacrificed
did.
A lot.
And they were doing it all when they were 17 and 18 years old, too.
That's right.
And one final one, the most expensive coffee beans in the world are producing a $75 cup of coffee. Wow.
Yep. How many cups are you going to get?
No, I'll stick with water. It's being sold at the Klatch Coffee Roasters in Southern California, of course. The company got their hands on a coffee bean from Panama that sold at auction for over $800 per pound. After roasting, the price jumps to $1,200. The company only has 10 pounds of the prize beans.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah,
I can see that. But anyway.
Melissa, thanks as always.
Not a problem.
All right. Thanks to you for joining us, too, and our Party Line sponsors as well. They are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping and Compass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
This is Party Line.